We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's turn to Jim Ryan, who's joining us now. It is Suicide Prevention Month, and here on WBEN, we're taking a look at mental health, mental wellness, with special programming tomorrow night. But Jim, I think in this time, more than any, a lot of mental health professionals are saying we need to pay attention to this in times of isolation and, you know, for so many people. Feel this feeling of helplessness.
Yeah, desperation, and it's actually showing up in some of the statistics out there, Brian. According to a CDC report, about 40% of U.S. adults reported struggling with mental health issues or substance abuse or suicidal thoughts during late June alone. During that one half month, they saw 40%, the CDC did, of adults reporting struggling with those mental health kinds of issues. It shows up in other statistics as well. The National Alliance on Mental Health Illness has seen a 65% increase in calls and emails since March alone. Now, is it all coincidence? People who look at this stuff say it is not. They saw the same kinds of spikes happening in 2008 when the economy was in such dire shape. This time, obviously, it's not just the economy with the shutdown of businesses around the country, but also the isolation that people are feeling as they're staying at home to avoid either catching, contracting, or spreading COVID-19. It's all compounding now, and we're seeing it in these statistics, really troubling statistics that mental health professionals are trying to get a hold of now, Brian, before it's too late.
Jim, are there any age groups that are more impacted than others, or is this go across the board?
This time around, it's younger people, although obviously it's older people who have lost their jobs. They're the ones trying to support families, doing more with less. But we're seeing that indeed there is an increase in teenagers who are having trouble coping with this stuff. They don't really have the tools, the mental health tools that an adult might, having just a little more experience. And teens are facing an increased risk of this kind of thing, depression and suicide attempts. Luckily, in a lot of cases, I mean, they are there with their parents. Their parents are living in a family setting, one hopes. And those people need to be watching out for their own kids or for the friends of their kids to ensure that everyone is staying healthy, both physically and mentally.
Usually we hear about these sort of things after, some extensive study is done. But there hasn't been time to do that, yet in the age of COVID isolation that many people are kind of in right now. But still, we're hearing about these stories, and that kind of goes to show the breadth of the problem.
And that's what people are wondering about, people in the mental health profession. Wow, how will this look in the long term once we can look back on this situation and see what happened? But you're right, to see a 40% increase in people reporting struggling with mental health. It goes beyond that, 40% of U.S. adults. I mean, the CDC, and this is according to the CDC looking at these numbers.
Jim, thank you so much. Right, and thanks. Be sure to be listening tomorrow night, 6 to 9 p.m. here on WBEN for I'm Listening. The 8 to 9 o'clock hour will be hosted by our Joe Beamer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.